Well, good morning. It is January 30th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to continue pressing on through Genesis chapter 31, Mark chapter 2, Esther chapter 7, and Romans chapter 2. So let's get into the Word today. Genesis chapter 31. Genesis 31. Now Jacob heard the words of Laban's son, saying, "Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and from what belonged to our father he has made all this wealth." And Jacob saw the attitude of Laban, and behold, it was not friendly towards him as formerly. Then the Lord said to Jacob, "Return to the land of your fathers, and to your relatives, and I will be with you." And so Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to his flock in the field, and said to them, "I see your father's attitude, that is not friendly towards me as formerly, but the God of my father has been with me. You know that I have served your father with all of my strength, and yet your father has cheated me and changed my wages 10 times. However, God did not allow him to hurt me. If he spoke thus, 'The speckled shall be your wages,' then all the flock brought forth speckled. And if he spoke thus, 'The striped shall be your wages,' then all the flock brought forth striped. And thus God has taken away your father's livestock and given them to me. And it came about at the time when the flock was mating that I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the male goats, which were mating, were striped and speckled and mottled. And then the angel of God said to me in the dream, 'Jacob,' and I said, 'Here I am.' And he said, lift up now your eyes and see that all the male goats which are mating are striped, speckled, and mottled. For I have seen all that Laban has been doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed a pillar, where you made a vow to me. Now arise, leave this land, and return to the land of your birth.' And Rachel and Leah said to him, 'Do we still have any portion or inheritance in our father's house? Are we not reckoned by him as foreigners? For he has sold us, and has also entirely consumed our purchase price. And surely all the wealth which God has taken away from our father belongs to us and our children. Now then, do whatever God has said to you." Then Jacob arose and put his children and his wives upon camels. And he drove away all of his livestock and all the property which he had gathered. And he acquired livestock which he had gathered in Padan Aram to go to the land of Canaan to his father Isaac. And when Laban had gone to shear his flock, then Rachel stole the household idols that were her father's. And Jacob deceived Laban the Aramean by not telling him that he was fleeing. And so he fled with all that he had. And he arose and crossed the Euphrates River and set his face towards the hill country of Gilead. And when it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob had fled, then he took his kinsmen with him and pursued him at a distance of 7 days' journey. And he overtook him in the hill country of Gilead. And God came to Laban the Aramean in a dream of the night and said, "Be careful that you do not speak to Jacob either good or bad." And Laban caught up with the flock, Laban caught up with Jacob. And now Jacob had pitched his tent in the hill country, and Laban with the kinsmen camped in the hill country of Gilead. And then Laban said to Jacob, "What have you done by deceiving me and carrying away my daughters like captives of the sword? Why did you flee secretly and deceive me and did not tell me so that I might have sent you away with joy and with songs, with timbrel and with lyre, and did not allow me to kiss my sons and my daughters? Now you have done foolishly. It is in my power to do you harm, but the God of your father spoke to me last night, saying, 'Be careful not to speak either good or bad to Jacob.' Now you have indeed gone away because you longed greatly for your father's house, but why did you steal my gods?" And then Jacob replied to Laban, "Because I was afraid, for I thought that you would take your daughters from me by force, and the one with whom you find your gods shall not live. In the presence of our kinsmen, point out what is yours among my belongings and take it for yourselves." For Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen them. And so Laban went and into Jacob's tent and into Leah's tent and in the tent of the two maids and did not find them. And then he went into Leah's tent and entered Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the household items and put them in the camel's saddle, and she sat on them. And Laban felt through all the tent, but it did not find them. And she said to her father, "Let not my lord be angry that I cannot rise before you, for the manner of woman is upon me." And so he searched, but did not find the household idols. And then Jacob became angry and contended with Laban. And Jacob said to Laban, "What is my transgression? What is my sin that you have hotly pursued me? Though you have felt through all my goods, what have you found of all your household goods? Set it here before my kinsmen and your kinsmen, that they may decide between us two. These 20 years I have been with you. These 20 years I have been with you, your ewes and your female goats have not miscarried, nor have I eaten the rams of your flock. That which was torn of beasts I did not bring to you. I bore the loss of it myself, and you required it of my hand, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. And thus I was. By day the heat consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep fled from my eyes. These 20 years I have been in your house. I served you 14 years for your two daughters, and 6 years for your flock. And you changed my wage 10 times. If the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had not been with me, surely you would have sent me away empty-handed. And God had seen my affliction and the toil of my hands, and so he rendered judgment last night. And then Laban replied to Jacob, "The daughters are my daughters, and the children are my children, and the flocks are my flocks, and all that you see is mine. But what can I do this day to these my daughters, or to the children whom they have borne? And so now, come, let us make covenant, you and I, and let it be a witness between you and me." And then Jacob took a stone and set it up as a pillar. And Jacob said to the kinsmen, "Gather stones." And so they took stones and made a heap, and they ate there by the heap. Now Laban called it Jegar Sadotha, but Jacob called it Gelad. And Laban said, "The heap is a witness between me and between you and me this day." And therefore it was named Gelad and Mizpah, for he said, "May the Lord watch between you and me when we were absent one from the other. If you mistreat my daughters, or if you take wives besides my daughters, although no man is with us, see, God is witness between you and me." And Laban said to Jacob, "Behold this heap, and behold the pillar which I have set between you and me. The heap is a witness, and the pillar is a witness, that I will not pass by this heap to you to you for harm, and you will not pass by the heap and this pillar to me for harm. The God of Abraham, the God of Nahor, the God of their fathers, judge between us." And so Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. And then Jacob offered a sacrifice on the mountain and called his kinsmen to the meal. And they ate the meal and spent the night on the mountain. Early in the morning, Laban arose and kissed his sons and daughters and blessed them. And then Laban departed and returned to his place. That was Genesis chapter 31. Let's move on over to Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2. When he had come back to Capernaum several days afterwards, it was heard that he was at home, and many were gathered together, so that there was no longer room, not even near the door. And he was speaking the word to them, and they came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. And being unable to get him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And when they had dug an opening and let down the pallet on which the paralytic was lying, and Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." But some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak this way? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And immediately Jesus, aware in his spirit that they were reasoning that way with themselves, said to them, "Why are you reasoning about those things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and pick up your pallet and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, get up, pick up your pallet, and go home." And he got up immediately, picked up the pallet, and went out into the sight of everyone, so that they were all amazed and were glorifying God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." And he went out again by the seashore, and all the people were coming to him, and he was teaching them. As he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting in the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And it happened that he was reclining at the table in his house, and many tax collectors and sinners were dining with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many of them, and they were following him. And when the scribes of the Pharisees saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, they said to his disciples, "Why is he eating and drinking with tax collectors and sinners?" And hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." And John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and they came and said to him, "Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "While the bridegroom is with them, the attendants of the bridegroom cannot fast, can they? And so long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in that day. No one sews a patch on unshrunk clothes on an old garment, otherwise the patch pulls away from it, the new from the old, and the worse tear as a result. And no one puts new wine in old wineskins, otherwise the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is lost, and the skins as well. But one puts new wine in fresh wineskins. And it happened that he was passing through the grain field on the Sabbath, and his disciples began to make their way along while picking the heads of grain. And the Pharisees were saying to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need, and he and his companions became hungry? How he entered in the house of God in the time of Abiathar the high priest, and ate the consecrated bread, which is not lawful for anyone to eat except for the priest, and he also gave it to those who were with him?" Jesus said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. And so the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." That was Mark chapter 2. Let's move on over to our next reading today in Esther chapter 7. Esther chapter 7 today. Esther chapter 7. Now, the king and Haman came to drink wine with Esther the queen. And the king said to Esther on the second day also, as they drank their wine at the banquet, "What is your petition, Queen Esther? It shall be granted to you. And what is your request? Even to half the kingdom it shall be done." And then Queen Esther replied, "If I have found favor in your sight, O king, and if it pleases the king, let my life be given me as my petition, and my people as my request. For we have sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be For we have been sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be killed, and to be annihilated. Now, if we had only been sold as slaves, men and women, I would have remained silent, for the troubles would not be consumerate with the annoyance to the king." And then King Ahasuerus asked Queen Esther, "Who is he, and where is he, and who would presume to do this?" And Esther said, "A foe and an enemy is this wicked Haman." And then Haman became terrified because the king and queen. And the king arose in his anger from drinking wine and went into the palace garden. But Haman stayed to beg for his life from Queen Esther, for he saw that harm had been determined against him by the king. Now, when the king returned from the palace garden in the place where they were drinking wine, Haman was falling on the couch where Esther was. And then the king said, "Will he even assault the queen with me in this house?" And the word went out of the king's mouth. They covered Haman's face. And then Harbona, one of the eunuchs who were before the king, said, "Behold, indeed, the gallows standing at Haman's house, 50 cubits high, which Haman made for Mordecai, who spoke good on behalf of the king." And the king said, "Hang him on it." And so they hanged Haman on the gallows, which he had prepared for Mordecai. And the king's anger subsided. That was Esther chapter 7. Let's move on over to Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2 today for our final reading. Romans chapter 2. "Therefore, you have no excuse, every one of you who passes judgment. For in that which you judge one another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same things. And we know that the judgment of God rightly falls upon those who practice such things. But do you suppose this, O man, when you pass judgment on those who practice such things and do the same yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you think lightly of the riches of his kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance? But because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each person according to his deeds. To those who by perseverance in doing good seek for glory and honor and immortality and eternal life, but to those who are selfishly ambitious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, wrath, and indignation, there will be tribulation and distress for every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also to the Greek. But glory and honor and peace to everyone who does good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with God. For all who sin without the law will also perish without the law, and all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not the hearer of the law who are just before God, but the doer of the law will be justified. For when Gentiles who do not have the law do instinctively the things of the law, these, not having the law, are a law to themselves, in that they show the law, the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness, their thoughts alternatively accusing or else defending them, on the day when, according to the gospel, according to my gospel, God will judge the secrets of men through Christ Jesus. But if you bear the name Jew and rely upon the law and boast in God and know his will and approve the things that are essential, being instructed out of the law, and are confident that you yourselves are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in the darkness, a corrector of the foolish, a teacher of the immature, having in the law the embodiment of knowledge and the truth, you therefore who teach another, do you not teach yourselves? You who preach that one shall not steal, do you steal? You who say that you should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law, through your breaking of the law, do you dishonor God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, just as it is written. For indeed, circumcision is of value if you practice the law, but if you are a transgressor of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. And so if the uncircumcised man keeps the requirements of the law, will not his uncircumcision be regarded as circumcision? Then he who is physically uncircumcised, if he keeps the law, will he not judge you who, though having the letter of the law and circumcision, are a transgressor of the law? For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly. And circumcision is that which is of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the letter. And his praise is not from men, but from God. Amen. That was our reading today for January 30th, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining us. Forgot to put my little bookmark in here. There we go. All right. Yes, thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. Again, we are just about done with January. I mean, it's hard to believe. It blinked. It's like you blink and it's gone. And but that means that we have been reading the Bible every day throughout the first month of this year, and that's an awesome, awesome thing. So stick with it. Be sure to catch up if you're behind. And we're going to do this entire year. So, again, thank you all so much for joining me. But that said, again, leave a comment or a reaction, and I'll mark that down. But let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us. I thank you so much for your word. Lord, I thank you so much that we are indeed justified by faith. Lord, we are not justified by outward acts of religion. Lord, we are sinners, and we have fallen short, as we're going to read in that very next chapter, all of us, whether Jew, Greek, Lord, we're not saved because of our race, but Lord, we are made a part of that family of God because of Jesus Christ, and we thank you so much for that. And so, Lord, may we live like it today. May we honor you with our thoughts and actions and attitudes. May this reading of the Word be a part of that today. May we share your gospel. May we invite people to church, Lord. May we be excited about the things that you are doing in each of our lives. And Lord, may we just honor you, Lord, in all things. We love you, and we give this day to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.